We are learning Masechtas Chulin Daf Yates Amud Aleph, and we are starting 10 lines from the top. The first word on the line is Kshera. We're starting from Amar Rabbi Shua ben Levi, continuing the sugya of Agroma, and we're continuing who the halacha is like. Amar Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Mugremes de Rabbanon is Kshera le Rabbi Yasi Rabbi Yudah. We had a machlokes, a three-way machlokes. The Rabbanon hold, if you go even a mashu out of the Tabas Gedolah, it means you could do maybe all the tabais. That's not the point right now. In the tabas kedayla, you're not allowed to go towards the kaiva on top. You can't go towards that. You have to stay in the tabas kedayla. If you go out even a mashu, which means even though you're deriving tabas kedayla, it's not enough. Going out mashu is agrama. That's the rabbanon shita. Yehuda says, as long as you have roiv in tabas kedayla, it's good enough. Rabbi Chanina ben Tignis says, you let it go completely out of the Tabas Gedolah. You go even into the Koiva, and we paskin maybe from the Shipu Koiva Vilamata is kosher, but Shipu Koiva Vilamala is possible because the top of, after the Tabas Gedolah comes this piece that's called a Koiva. It's a piece of bone or cartilage that's called a Koiva, and that's pretty long. And at the end of it, it goes down towards the mouth. So Meshipu Koiva Velamata, which means the other way towards the back of the behemoth, that's kosher. But to the front, it's possible, that's a shita of Rav Chanina ben Tignis. So three shitas. So Amar Rav Shua ben Levi, Megremes de Rabbanon, which means the Megremes of the Rabbanon, which means it's Roiv in the Tabas Gedolah, and the Mashu at the end goes into the Koiva, so then it's Kshayro, the Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda, which is all that's kosher. Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda, the Megremes of Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda, which is it goes into that if it goes into the kaiva before roiv of the tabas gedolah, that's ksheir l'machinim v'atignis. So the gemara pshita, obvious, that's the three shitas. What's the chiddush? So the gemara like this: it's machinim v'atignis is not klar. All he says is that I'm saying edus that megremes is kosher. Maybe he's only going back on the rabbanon's megremes, not on Rabbi Yehuda written megremes. Pshita, ma'utem machinim v'atignis ad rabbanon kai. That it's only saying that the Rabbanon's Megremes is kosher. Maybe he holds like a race of Rabbi Yehuda. Kamash Malah, no, he holds even more than a race of Yehuda. He holds even Megremes of a race of Yehuda is kosher. Maybe Taka is only going on the Rabbanon. If you look at the Braisa is on top of your Chesan base. First has the Shita of race of Yehuda. Then it says Megremes Psula, which is a stoma like the Rabbanon. Then it says, hey, Rav Chanina ben Tignis, I'm Megremes Shik Shera. So maybe it's going Dafka on the Rabbanon Taka. Emachanami. So the Gemara, Mkain, Heid Aleha Mebayle. He said, Eidus on Rabbanon, Aleha, on that thing of the Rabbanon just said. He just says, plain Heid, sounds like it's going across the board, Mugremes is kosher. The Hilchasah, Rav Chanina ben Tignis, the Koyer of Nachman, Kavasei. Halacha Lamaisa is like Rav Chanina ben Tignis, because Rav Nachman said like him, we have before, that Rav Nachman, Achsher Meshibu Koyva Vilamata. Since Rav Nachman said like Rav Chanina ben Tignis, we pass him that way. The Marsha is bothered that Rashi on Yechesan Vey says that any time he says Lashon Hayid, it's Hochi Hilchasa, the whole Eidos Hilchasi. So you don't have to come on to Kuzer of Nachman. Stam, it says Hayid. I in the Marsha has his Kasha, look at the Rashash as well, that has Arichas on that. But in any case, we pass the Rav Chanina ben Tignis that you can make a Shchita up to the Shipu Koiva, and Vilamata is good, Vilamayla is no good. Now, the Gemara never qualified exactly the Machloikis, Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda and the Rabbanon, and explained the reasoning behind each Shita. But one thing we do know, that Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda says, Rav is enough, and the Rabbanon say, Rav is not enough. That we do know, but what exactly is the Machloikis? We're going to have a Shaila in the Gemara. Amrav Huno, Amrav Asi. Machloikis between Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda and the Rabbanon is, B'sheshochat shnei shlishi, you shechted two-thirds in the proper place, v'higrim, then you went off Shlish, the last third, you went offline. The Rabbanon Savri, Kula Shechita Binon, you need all the Shechita Tabas Gedolah and the Tabas Gedolah, you need the whole Shechita there. And like Rashi says, Tabas Gedolah is lav dafka, mamokim ha-royu l'shechita, v'kol shekein l'mate imenu. And according to Rashi, maybe it's dafka in between the tabayis, but we're not getting into that right now. But l'maisa, the point is that the two-thirds have to be b'mokim shechita, according to Rabbi Yehuda, not a third. According to Rabbanon, kulu shchita binam tabas gedolah. Rabbi Yehuda said, no, ruboy kekuloy, roiv is kekuloy. That's enough. Aval higrim shlish v'shachat shnei shlish divrei akoil pesula. But if you started offline the first third, then the second two thirds in the right place is possible. Why? Because when it hits roiv, that's when the behemoth dies. When the chiyus leaves the behemah, it has to be ruba shchita, and here it's not because the first third was agrama, velekum. So the first manama says that lekuli alma, if you start off with agrama, it's no good. Only if you start off with shchita is it good. And what's the machlekes? If ruba kuloi or not? The Maritz chiyus explains that all of us shas of other rabbanon agree ruba kuloi maybe, but and they agree in principle here also ruba kuloi. They agree in principle. The machlekes is how to look at ruba kuloi. According to Rab the Rabbanon, Rubei Kula means that Rav is enough. Now, but it's not really that it's Ke'ilu, the whole thing was done. It's Rav Ke'kula is enough. But if I do now, I end off B'psul, so it's Pasul, because that's still part of the Shechita. The last third is not needed, but it's part of the Shechita if I do it. So therefore, I grow my Pasul. Mashenka Rishu Yudah holds, Rubei Kula means it's Ke'ilu, it's done. So now I'm shechting something hagrama. That's time is you're shechting meat. You're in a butcher shop shechting some meat. You already did the kaula. According to Rabbi Yezu, he takes ruba kula very seriously. Ruba kekula is mamish the exact same thing. It is. It's done. You can't do anything wrong. The Rabban say it. Don't say it's done. It's enough. And since it's only enough, so now if I finish off at the end, that makes a problem. That's how Maritz Chayis learns. Rashi's not master. When Rashi's master, the Rabban said this. The notion thing is ruba kula. But that's a shmak of stickle from Maritz Chayis to explain Pshat. Oh, Zot the Gemara, Omle Rav Chista. Rav Chista says back to Rav Huna, I don't agree to you. Adrab, Leimar Epcha, I can say the opposite, Mamash, punk the opposite. Machloikis, Bishahigrim, Shlish, Bishachash, Neshlish. The Homachloikis is Dafka, the opposite. When you first start with Agrama, and then you do 2/3. Eris Yudushava, that Midahava, Chatzi Kanapogum. Everyone agrees that if half the kana was cracked naturally. So it's behemah is actually not a trefa until it has more than that, until it's cracked more than that. It's not considered a trefa. So it's fine. Now, if someone goes and shechs in that crack, everyone agrees that if you're moisiv in that crack, it's a good shechita. So zokt Rav Yosef Yehuda, the same thing by Higrim also. Who cares if Higrim? Lemaisa, when I did the chiyusa, when the behemoth left its chiyusa, it was done idea shechita. So I don't care if it started off wrong, because it's fine. Just like it would be cracked, it would be fine. Rabbanon, no. Hasa mokam shechita. There at least, the first part that's done by itself, not by you, is a mokam shechita. Hacha lav mokam shechita. It's not the mokam shechita. So that's the machloikis when you start off with higrim. What's the machloikis? Do you compare it to chatzi kana pogum? Chatzi, what? Right, because hagrama is, the whole thing of hagrama is that's not a makam shechita. Let's say you start in the kaiva. You start from the kaiva, then you go to the makam of tabas gedayla. So, elamaisa, the first half of the shechita was not in the makam shechita. So that's worse than if it's in the makam shechita, it's done already. If it's done already in the makam shechita, okay, you didn't do it, but it's in the makam shechita at least. Here, you actually did it in the wrong place, there it's worse. So that would be a machlekes, why Higrim Shlish from the beginning, fear of Yitzhud is kosher, fear of Bon is not kosher. But Zokter of Chista, maybe, Aval Shachat Shtei Shlishi v'Higrim Shlish, if you start off the first 2/3, did it correctly, then you went out the last third, Divya HaKol Ksheira. Why? The Tanar, it's a Mishnah, a Stam Mishnah, Rubei Shecha Kamayu, that Roiv Shal Echad is Kamayu. And these words mean, like the Maritz Chaya says, Rubei Shecha Kamayu sounds like Roiv is Kamayu, is like full. It's like it's done, it's Nechtach. So everyone agrees to that Mishnah. So that's what Chista says. I think my pshat is better than your pshat. Because Heki said they're arguing about Rubei Kula, it's a Mishnah that says Rubei Kula and Pashas that's going Kuliyama. So it's much more Gishmak. If you say, it's a off for Agrama. So there it's worse. Because it's a off for Agrama, there it's worse. Amle Rav Yosef. So Yosef is back to Rav Chista. My name is Rubei Dehasam, La Rav Yehuda, Ketanila. Don't raise Yehuda, Ketanila. How do you know? What's the big kasha? It's a Tanayim here. They made that Mishnah going to raise Yehuda. Amalei Abaya. What was the Rav Yosef's kasha? What was Rav Chista's raya? Chista's raya was that we have a Mishnah that says Roiv Kekuloi. So if we don't want to say Machlekes is by Shnei Shlishi Shchita, everyone should agree. So Dr. Rav Yosef, what's the type of kasha that? Maybe that's maybe Avad Machlekes is by Roiv Kekuloi. Aye, it's a Mishnah. That Mishnah is Rav Yosef's Ruda. That'll be a simple pshat. What Tanoim is not like Avarayim. That Rav Yosef's Rav Yehuda. What's wrong? Omri Rav Yosef, my name of the who Ruba the Hashem Lav Rav Yehuda Tarila Dama Rav Yehuda Tarila. So Abaye says, no, you can't say that. You think all of a shas rubai kekula is Rav Yisrael Yehuda? Doesn't make sense. Usually we're similar to kuliyam. Amalei, no, Rav Yisrael is. I know rubai the shchita kamida shemei lo the pligi. I'm saying is by shchita at least is like as rubai kekula, which means like this. What Rav Yisrael is saying is, of course, in kol tar kula rav is kekula, and everyone agrees to that. By shchita is machlekes by rubai kekula. It's different, and there's a machlekes taka. If rubai kekula, now why is shchita different? It's a good question. There is there are svarim that the shtotzu are Reb Chaim to answer. I'll tell you the svar quickly, even though it's not such an easy svar to understand. Reb Chaim says that the only thing rubai kekula when every part of the thing is part of the mitzvah, is considered a mitzvah, is considered part of the thing you're doing. Let's say the example they give there is a nazir that's cutting his hair. He has to cut all his hair. Rubai kekula because every part of the hair you cut is a mitzvah of cutting hair. Mashingi by shchita, it's not a mitzvah. Every part of siman is a mitzvah. The mitzvah is to give a shchita to shech the siman. So it doesn't pass say rubai kekula if you have to shech the siman, because there's nothing there until you shech the siman. Something like that is a svar. I in the Mefarshim or your latest Raid Bite will try to explain why Roiv by Shchita is different. But he's saying is Roiv by Shchita is a different var. Lishna Achrina is another Lashon, very similar to the first Lashon, just we're starting from a different angle. Lishna Achrina, Amri Le Omar Rav Huna Omar Rav Asi. In the first Mahalach, Rav Huna the one who said that the Machlokes is by Shechting 2/3 and then Higrim at the end. He says, but Higrim first, the Kuliyam was no good. That's the first Rav Huna, the way we had the version of Rav Huna. In the Lishna Achrina, Amri Lam Rav Huna Amar Vasi, Machloikes B'Shehigrim Shlish Shachas Nei Shlish. Machloikes is where you start off Agrama Shlish, and you shech at 2/3. The Reis Rehu Desava, Midah V'Chatzi Kana Pogum, that it's a good Shchita. Just like V'Chatzi Kana Pogum, if it's already cracked, and I did a Shchita, so then, I just be meisif, that's enough, because nafak chiyusa, it died with the shchita. So here also, even though I did a higrim shlish, the meisif, when I got to the meat and potatoes, I got into the main thing, when shechting mamash de chiyusa, I was a good shchita. Rabban hasa makam shchita, hachum la makam shchita. Here it's not a makam shchita da grama, so it can't be counted at all. But zok Rav Huna in the first lashon, like in the second lashon, not like the first lashon. Avashachas shnei shlishi v'igam shlish. The Ra'akal k'shera. The Hod Tanan says in the Mishnah, Ruvi shach gamayu. It says that Ruvi shach gamayu. So this is like Rav Chista from before is Rav Huna now. Afidah's version, Maskev lo Rav Chista. What's your raya? Ruvi shach gamayu means that everyone agrees to that. Maybe my lame lo who Ruvi d'hasam lav Rav Yehuda. Who said that's not Rav Yehuda talking? Tony law. Dilma, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, may that Mishnah, says Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, is like Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. It is Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, it's that Tana. So now Rabbi Yosef says back to Rabbi Chista, and Rabbi Yosef, ought to call Rubi Dam or Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, all Rabbis like Rabbi Yosef Yehuda? I'm like, yeah, no, Rubi de Shchita Kamina. I don't mean the Rubi de Shchita Kamina, Shamina, Lu de Pligi, that there it's a Machlaikas. So Akbar, it's the same Gemara, just starting from a different angle, but we have near Lemaisa Machlokes, what Machlokes the Mishnah is. Is Machlokes Mamish, Machlokes Rubei Kuloi Bechlal of Nat? Yes, Rubei Kuloi Bechlal of Nat? Or it's Machlokes if you compare it to Chatzi Kana Pogum or not. I have to speak out a very important Rashi. So we say, according to this Lashon, Rav Huna, and the first Lashon, according to Rav Chista, that according to Rav Reis Yehuda, you start off with Agrama, then you do 2/3 Beshchita, it's kosher. Midi Dehava Achatzi Kana Pogum. The problem with that is the Chatzi Kana Pogum, you don't have to do 2/3 B'Shchita. All you have to do is continue that Kana a little bit, the Rav, and it's enough. Here it sounds like you have to do 2/3 B'Shchita. So Rashi asks this Kasha. If you want to see the Rashi inside, it's the first wide line of Rashi, the end of the line. Umiu, Hacha B'Tesefes Kol Shu Loi Sagile. Why? L'mitztarfa Hagrom Malach Shu L'Shchita Hev Lav Makam Shchitu. Even Rabbi Yosef Yehuda agrees to a certain extent about Makam Shchita. He says you can't use that as the Makam Shchita. You have to do 2/3 of Shchita afterwards, because you need 2/3 of Shchita. Mashenge by Chatzi Kana Pogum, as long as you just moisten a little bit, you can use that as Makam Shchita, because since it's Makam Shchita, therefore we're enough for the Kalshu. So Adkan, the Biurim in the Machlaikis, and the Gemara will continue with Agrama, a Machlaikis, another Machlaikis Amarayim, but Agrama momentarily. We're going to go in the Shita of Rav Yosef and Rabbi Yehuda. We're going to have a new Machlokes in the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. How vital you take this idea of Roiv.